AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran has submitted a new plan to end the war. President Trump says they are asking for things he can't agree to.
They want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it, so we'll see what happens. Iran wants to make a deal because they have no military left, essentially, and they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it.
Iran state media reports an explosion of leftover bombs from strikes during the war against Iran killed 14 members of the Revolutionary Guard. The White House is telling Congress hostilities with Iran have terminated, despite the continued presence of U.S. forces in the region. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The letter from President Trump effectively skirts today's legal deadline for gaining approval from lawmakers to continue the war. The War Powers Resolution of 1973 says Congress must either declare war or authorize force within 60 days of fighting starting. The Trump administration has shown no interest in seeking approval.
Because it's never been sought before. There's been numerous, many, many times, and nobody's ever gotten it before. They consider it totally unconstitutional.
The administration contends the war effectively ended when a ceasefire started 3 weeks ago. But even as the president made clear in his letter, the war may actually be far from over. Republican lawmakers deferred to him in letting today's deadline pass. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices are slightly lower. Her foundation says Iran's imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Narges Mohammadi, has been urgently transferred to a hospital after a severe health decline. A man who led Kentucky police on a high-speed chase has been charged in a deadly bank robbery that left two people dead. President Trump is increasing an EU tariff on cars and trucks, accusing it of not complying with a trade deal. This is AP News. At a time when home ownership is impossible for more and more Americans, Habitat for Humanity is going strong.
In Habitat for Humanity's 50th year, they're bringing the Carter Work Project back to Atlanta. The intensive week-long building project named after former President Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalind. Workers are spackling drywall and mixing compound at Oswaldo Herrera's new home.
It's been a tough couple years with how things are, but having this security of gives me that foundation to really shoot for the stars.
Rosalind Merrick is CEO of Atlanta Habitat for Humanity.
An affordable single-family home would be about $300,000, but the problem is that with most incomes, one can't afford a house at that level.
24 homes are being built for about $200,000 each. Families pay based on their income on a 30-year mortgage at no interest. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.